Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur, and we are continuing the halachas of boina, of building on Shabbos. The halacha is that if someone hangs a door on its hinges, or he puts a window on its hinges, the halacha is that that's awesome shem boina. Even if it's just a track, you want to put it onto a track, you have a door that goes on a track, you want to fix it, put a set on the track, the halacha is that's awesome shem boina. And not only that, if it's out of its place on the track, you want to push it back into place, it's also awesome because of boina. Because halacha is that boina is also, even if it's not b'chayzik, it's not like glued in. It's just on hinges and it still moves. But that's still a problem of boina. And if you look at Rav Belsky's Sefer Shulchan Alevi, he says, you should not put a screen back into a window. If you have a window and the screen fell out, so the screen's not really attached, I want to put the screen back in on Shabbos. So he writes like this, it's in Sefer Shulchan Alevi, Paraches Ois Beis, Ein lo hoitzi v'lahachzir reshes l'masilo sechaloyim b'Shabbos, you should not put in and out the reshes, which is the screen, on Shabbos into the window. Shezer b'chal issa boina. And the same thing is brought down in other Svarim also, that putting in a screen is also on Shabbos. That's zikha also. Now, when it comes to hanging up a curtain, there's a chiddush in the Ramah, and it's really a Beis Yosef, that says that when you hang a curtain for tznius, he says it's not a problem. Because it's not a mechitza hamatera, so it's not an isser of oil. The halacha is that you're not allowed to make a mechitza that's matter something on Shabbos, that makes something mutter on Shabbos, you now put up a mechitza. But here, just putting a litznius, you want to block someone from looking inside, so then it's mutter to hang a curtain on Shabbos. That's what the Ramah writes. And the reason is because it's not really a binyan, because it flows back and forth, it's not tied in place, it's just hanging from hooks on top. That's not a problem of making a binyan on Shabbos. That's what the Ramah says. The Chazanish actually argues, and he holds, since I'm putting that curtain there for a long time, that's called a kvias, and that's an isser and binyan. L'chari, you can be maker like the Ramah, who holds, that would be mutter. Why is this very negaya? Because the halacha is that, let's say, your shower curtain falls down on Shabbos, or any other curtain that has a tension rod. I want to put the tension rod back on. That, the Svarim say, is asr. The tension rod is something that works with tension, and it gets attached to the wall through that, and that's a rod that holds things up on Shabbos. That's also to do on Shabbos. You can't put up a tension rod on Shabbos. What about hanging the shower curtain to the tension rod on Shabbos? Is that mutter also? L'chari has told you in this machlekes Chazanish and the Ramah. The Ramah holds that it's mutter because since it goes back, it flies back and forth, it doesn't stay in one place, and the bottom is not tied to the ground, it's not called a binyan. It's called a mechitza, that's the tznius, that's mutter. Masha'inkin, according to the Chazanish, that would be mutter. Another, the mutter should get to hang the, once you have the tension rod off, put the curtain up. Another nafkimin will be is hanging up window shades. So window shades might have been tali in this Chagat Chazanish and the Ramah, but Lamaisa in the Archa Shabbos, he says the window shades are worse. The case that we're talking about that we're putting up a curtain is the curtain has like these rings and you put it on this pole and it's not really kavuita so much. But most window shades that get snapped in into place and now it's solidly in the wall, solidly on top of the window, screwed into the brackets, that would be a problem to do on Shabbos. It would be a problem of binyan. There's a mokum to say that this is only a veloin, only like a curtain, litznius, but since it's put into place very strongly, so therefore the Archa Shabbos says that if a window shade falls down on Shabbos, you should not put it back up on Shabbos if it goes into brackets because it's a shiloh of binyan on Shabbos.